mitzvah. It's one of the things.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, see,
they hand them out there.
Yep, you're learning. You get your yarmulke, you become a man or a woman, and of course you get your Jewish space laser.
Okay,
yes, yes.
All right.
We'll take a commercial break.
We should.
Definitely.
We'll be back more with more. We got a whole other hour yet on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin this morning with news of a major defeat for abortion rights supporters.
Legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy is becoming law in North Carolina after the state's Republican-controlled legislature overrode the Democratic governor's veto. State House Speaker Tim Moore.
The House has overridden the governor's veto and the bill becomes law, notwithstanding the governor's objections. Somebody notify.
The GOP-controlled South Carolina House today will debate a bill that would ban abortion as soon as cardiac activity is detected. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
President Biden will depart for Japan today for a meeting of the leaders of the world's largest economies, but he's coming back sooner than planned because an agreement has not yet been reached on raising the nation's debt ceiling. Details on that from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
CBS News has learned that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy pushed for high-profile negotiators to hammer out a deal. The president appointed three top West Wing aides to get it done, including the head of his budget office, Shalonda Young. Areas of compromise include permitting changes for domestic energy projects and clawing back about $30 billion in unspent federal COVID relief money. Republicans want to add stricter work requirements for recipients of Medicaid and food stamps, an idea that progressives call a non-starter.
Even those in charge of artificial intelligence companies say we should be concerned about the power of the technology. Your CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Sam Altman, who operates the virally successful ChatGPT, compared new advances in AI to the invention of the printing press, but acknowledged the risk.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong.
Altman testified yesterday before a Senate subcommittee. A key global warming temperature limit set by the Paris Environmental Agreement could be exceeded sometime in the next 5 years, according to a new report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization. BBC Environment correspondent Matt McGrath.
It is not a permanent breach. It is likely to be temporary. But it sends, I suppose, a worrying signal that temperatures are going in the wrong direction.
Nevada's getting more money after another opioid settlement. Attorney General Aaron Ford.
$151.9 million against CVS.
The state has already gotten more than $600 million in opioid litigation-related settlements from other companies. Ford is recalling more than 310,000 trucks in the U.S. because the driver's front airbag may not inflate in a crash. The recall covers many 2016 F-250, 350, 450, and 550 Super Duty trucks. Dow futures up 140 points at this hour. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty Time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 17th, 2023. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We have a great show lined up for you. We got good stuff in this 9 o'clock hour with our good stories of the day, some local stuff. Also got the Ain't Right story, and we're going to get into some entertainment news right now. See what other trouble we can get ourselves into in this next hour.
We're good at that.
Speaking of getting into trouble, Willie Nelson is where we start. We've heard bits and pieces about the amazing performances and the guest stars at Willie Nelson's 90th birthday bash last month. And now we're going to get to see it.
Whoa, cool. Ooh.
They stuffed it into a movie called, long story short, Willie Nelson 90. It'll be in theaters June 11th.
Wow.
They even released an exciting promo to get our appetites all going and everything. The Twitter post says, long story short, Willie Nelson 90 is hitting the big screen for a limited theatrical run. Relive this two-night birthday celebration on June 11th at a theater near you. Tickets are on sale now. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, we don't often get a lot of these kind of things that are in limited release.
Special stuff, yeah.
But I imagine that some streaming service will have this eventually as well.
Yeah. I think so.
Long lost are the days of a movie comes out, you don't see it in the theater, and you wait a year to see it.
Yeah,
you get
right.
It on video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just saw that on TV, the Ant-Man and Wasp movie is being released on Disney today. You know, that kind of thing. Like, that was, what was that, like 2 weeks ago that came out? Like, as far as things that the younger generation really doesn't realize how lucky they are, I would put that in top three. Like, of how
can you imagine?
How, as if you are a lover of entertainment, of movies and all this stuff and everything, like how long we used to have to wait for these movies to get released and everything. Yeah. You'd forget
that
about
and
them.
Commercial breaks.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Top three.
Things of the past. Yes.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see this. I think it'll be cool. That should be really good. I don't think that I have ever brought up the Kardashians in our entertainment segments.
Not on purpose.
Yes, that's very
maybe
true.
Maybe in passing, but yeah.
Yeah, that is very, very true. I am not a fan, and I don't like promoting the reality stars and all that stuff. But I have, in the last couple of years, I've heard stories here and there about Kim Kardashian and have been, wait, she's doing what? She's going to school to be an attorney? Like her father? Like she actually did it, too. Like, she passed the bar. Like, you're kidding me. Like, okay, all right.
Really? Oh,
and then I see a story like this. Kim Kardashian guaranteed a happy Mother's Day for more than 50 moms by paying off their legal fees.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All the beneficiaries are women who accumulated legal debt after being placed on probation or parole, and all have a track record of successful rehabilitation. Kim says, quote, thousands of mothers are stuck on probation or parole just because they can't afford to pay off their restitution fines and fees.
Yep.
While on probation, they are at constant risk of being returning to prison or jail, not for committing a new crime, but for technical violations like missing a meeting with their probation officer.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
This is an under-talked about story in society that overwhelmingly affects ethnic people. Kim Kardashian comes from ethnicity. I admire that she is doing these things. I admire what she has done. And I don't believe I've ever said that or ever thought I'd say that sentence. But you got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't care if this is a PR stunt. I don't care, which it doesn't look like.
No.
It doesn't seem like those kind of things or anything like that. No. But just even if you want to go ahead and play, you know, both sides of this and everything and say, hey, what if she's doing it for this and this reason? I don't care. She's helping out. She just helped out 50 moms and nobody else was going to help.
Yeah. Yep. And if nothing else, I mean, and you're right. Credit where it's due. That's a really cool thing. It also shines a spotlight on this issue that is so prevalent. No one talks about the fees, everything, how you get into bondage, like debt bondage, if you have to go through the legal system. And how it's almost impossible to get out.
Every person in civic media, every one of our radio announcers could be talking about this all day.
Yeah.
Every person in radio in radio across the country could be talking about this and wouldn't bring the attention to it that she just did.
Yeah.
It's noteworthy. It is. And what was I saying earlier? This party comes across with this bill that we know is going to help society, but the other party doesn't pass it because, well, we can't have that. We can't have them getting points or anything like that.
Right.
And I think that's ridiculous. We need more and more of the, hey, you know what? Just because they have a different initial in front of their name, that was a good idea. Democrats can come up with good ideas. Republicans can come up with good ideas. Like, we need to get better about this. I can't say that and then not do this story, because I didn't have to do this story. But
yeah,
I got to do this story. It's an important topic, and you got to give credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have any interest in having a conversation with her or anything like that? Probably not. Am I ever going to watch one of her programs? Absolutely not. But, man, I give her a lot of credit for this.
Yep.
Way to go, Kim.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And absolutely agree with that, too. I would actually now have a conversation with her. I would.
Cool.
I also think that that's pretty cool. I would imagine that her father would have been thought very highly of this.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very well-respected attorney and all those things. So I think that's pretty cool to keep up that legacy going. Mm-hmm. And way to help out those moms on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have also journalistically been very honest about how I feel about Jimmy Fallon. So when we go the other route here now, Jimmy Fallon is getting more bad press over the Writers Guild strike. The word is that non-writing staff on The Tonight Show is being placed on an unpaid leave of absence beginning next week. The kicker is that employees from The Late Show with Steve Colbert or Late Night with Seth Meyers will continue to be paid, and Late Night is on the same network as Fallon NBC. It's not clear who's paying the non-writers on those other shows, so it's impossible to say at this point whether Fallon is stiffing his people or not. He is.
Okay.
You also haven't seen Jimmy Fallon come out about this, talk about the writer's strike or anything like that. It should be noted, a lot of actors are in the Writers Guild.
Yes.
Just a little example, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper writes Silver Linings Playbook and those kind of things.
Yep.
Gets him into the Writers Guild. He's also in the Actors Guild. It's a tough dance for a lot of these lot of people. Not for Bradley Cooper. Not for the good ones. You realize it doesn't matter if I'm in the Actors and Writers Guild. I'm nothing without writers.
Yep.
There is a clip going viral of Mandy Patinkin on the lines talking about this and talking about the importance of this, that this isn't just about writers wanting to get a paycheck. This is about the future of writing. This is about the craft of writing. Do we want no writers? Do we want young people to be like, oh, wow, I just read an Ernest Hemingway book. This guy seems like really good. I want to get into this. Oh, I can't make a living at that? Oh, I don't want to do that. So then we end up with no writers. This isn't far-fetched. This isn't sci-fi. This is real. This is reality.
We want entertainment going forward. Yeah. We need writers.
Jimmy Fallon has always been a hack to me. He's always been somebody that basically made his career off of being a poor man's Adam Sandler and laughing during skits, which is not what you're supposed to do, by the way. It's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But he had a chance here. He had a chance to really be on the right side of history with this. And he, time and time again, fails at it. He is also the guy that has been noteworthy of treating his employees horrible and treating interns horrible and everything. Going back to Saturday Night Live. Hey, we got to quit giving people like this jobs. There's a billion entertainers out there.
Yeah.
We don't need you're telling me nobody else could do that job like Jimmy Fallon? Like, Jimmy Fallon's that good doing the Tonight Show.
Exactly.
That nobody else could do it.
Right.
My old boss, Conan's not working.
I was going to say, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. There is literally a dog could do that job better than Jimmy Fallon.
Triumph the insult, comic dog.
Could really do it better. Yeah, yeah. Let alone, and I feel that way before any of this. Then you bring all this into the fold and everything. And he doesn't deserve that job. That's the Tonight Show. There's supposed to be some respect to that gig. There's supposed to be like a bar set. even though Jay Leno lowered it a little bit. It's supposed to be, there's supposed to be a bar set. Come on.
Oh, don't rag on Jay too much.
No, nah, I'm not trying to.
He wasn't that bad.
He was not that bad, especially in comparison to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jay Leno I didn't think was bad at all at hosting the night show. I just think that there were others that were better at
it.
But I don't think he was ever bad at it. And we got to wrap up on this one. This is interesting. I really got to get your guys' take on this
one. All right, cool.
ABC is coming out with a new dating series that's called The Golden Bachelor. And you know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be The Bachelor, but for senior citizens.
Oh.
ABC says, quote, one hopeless romantic is given a second chance at love in the search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of life with. The women are arriving at the mansion, have a lifetime of experience, living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities. No other details have been announced, like the age range or of the contestants or a premiere date, but this is already gotten greenlit, so this is going to happen. They're going to film a pilot. They will premiere. Whether they get a season out of it or not, I don't know.
But we'll see.
They're definitely going to have a pilot that's probably going to premiere sometime this summer because they have no content because of the writer's strike.
And they need something.
This is what you're going to get without writers. You're going to get more and more of these things. And it's not even original concepts. They're just rehashing ideas. Or they're stealing something from BBC or from Bollywood or something like that and turning it into an American
all the ideas
version.
Seem to be coming out of these days, right? Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we think of this?
I'm curious to how they'll, which way they'll go with this. You said it was a bachelor, so it's a man with women, which in that age range is usually the issue because women outlive men.
Yeah,
that's true.
So there's less men to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I hope that they keep the age comparable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how much younger or older will the women be than the man?
Yeah. If the guy's in his 60s and she's in his 30s, that would never
happen. But even 50s to 60s is, would be, and is it, at what age will the man be?
Yeah,
60 or 70 or
yeah, exactly. That's the big question, right? What do they mean golden? You know, that's
right.
What do they mean by that?
I'll say one of these things because I am a foolish romantic and I love and I like more. I want more and more people to find love and all those things. I don't think the world has enough of that. I love the idea of this for seniors for that. I think all of that. I don't think you're going to hear anybody talking bad about that. I don't want seniors to find love. You're not going to hear anybody saying that. That's not going to happen here. What I push back on these shows usually is because you have people looking for that 15 seconds of fame. They're not really looking for love.
Yeah.
They're looking to get more tweets, get more, likes and all these things and stuff. That usually tends to be younger people. And not to stereotype, not to age type or anything, but it does tend to lean that way.
Right.
You may be missing that with this. You may not have that with this and have generally people who are doing this for the right reasons, which is cool. But you are always going to have TV producers that want drama, that want ratings. And that's what it's always going to come down to that is more important than people finding love. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're going to get with this. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this is what you're going to get if the writer's strike continues.
I would argue, though, that they're not going to have a problem getting drama. Because... The people that they cast on this have life experience and they have a lot to work with and a lot to go on. And I don't know, have you spent any time in an assisted living home or a nursing home and listen to people talk?
No filter.
Yeah.
Done caring about your opinion or your feelings.
Right. They don't hold back. What I love about this is more people of that age range on television, period.
That's 100%. Yep. Well said.
Well, all I got to say is I miss Blind Date. It wasn't a great show.
No.
It was on late on Friday nights, I believe. So when you're in college, you're up that late and you're watching it. Roger Lodge had anti-charisma. He shouldn't have been on television.
Yes.
But still. It was fun. It was a fun show. You get people going on a blind date together, you know? It's way better than this, if you ask me. Way better than this.
Wholeheartedly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, How many of us would ignore a mess if we saw one? We're going to get into that when we come back. Got some other stats to go along with it. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Food. It's at the heart of every party, so make it delicious, savory, and local. Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering will help you craft the perfect meal for the heart of your party. They use locally sourced ingredients and can cater any event, from your 4th of July party to your wedding, even a business luncheon. Two Hearts Wedding and Events Catering operates out of the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids and is open to the public on Bingo Wednesdays and Fish Fry Fridays. Visit their website, twoheartsllc1.com. That's the number one, as in the first place you want to stop to check out Two Hearts LLC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Welcome back, everybody. That's hilarious.
I'd forgotten I put that on there.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Can be as bad as one. I think it'd have been funnier if he just kept on like going up to number 10.
Yeah.
Four is, you know, okay, but you feel a little awkward because there's like other people and you don't really. Five. Hilarious that for the audience that doesn't know, the bumpers, we don't know what's going to play. I just click the button and something pops up. So that was not planned. I wish I could say I planned that.
And
I
if you were listening earlier, Seth and I were singing this song.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome. Love it, man.
We got to get into this one right here. In a spring cleaning poll, 49% of adults admit to this, ignoring a mess and leaving it for someone else to is something else they can to do a lot. Oh. They do this a lot.
Oh wow! Okay, honest people.
It's nice to see that they still have that child look, that childlike you know essence to them. lazy human beings. That's how many said that they do it often or always. Mm. And here are some more spring cleaning stats. Before we get to those, though, pick up the mess. Pick up the mess, man, please.
49%? Wow.
We talk a lot about mental health nowadays, but one of the things that I don't feel like we talk enough about is what clutter can do to the mind. I'm one of the people that is discovering this myself. Therapy has helped with that, where I'm discovering more and more, not just about myself, but about society. Mm-hmm. And I am not alone in this. I walk into a room and it's chaos. My brain don't work. Mm-hmm. Like my brain's trying to figure out what to solve first.
Yep.
I'm a problem solver. That's the way my brain works. I walk into a room. I'm trying to figure out where the exits are and all those things. Like I can't turn it off. That's just the way my brain is.
Yep.
I walk into this studio. There's papers everywhere. I have a job to do the second I walk in this building. The time is already ticking. If you add on to that with all those papers, all those other things, there's chaos in my brain. And I don't know what should I do this first? Should I do that first? And I'm spending a good 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds trying to figure out where to go.
Yep.
It's a huge issue for people with this issue, with the struggle for this.
It's a very common symptom with people with ADHD, which I've learned because I have two people in my house who have ADHD, where they need a space. That's clean, you know, that's clutter free in order to do their thing. But they also have they leave things everywhere, so they actually make their own problem, which is very difficult. I mean, it's not, you know, it can sound kind of silly, but it's the truth.
Yeah,
if they can't work in the space where there's all this clutter, so yeah, if clean it up, clean it up for all of our friends that need it.
Here are some more spring cleaning stats. The top five spots we dread cleaning the most are floors, rugs, inside the refrigerator, our windows, and the dishwasher.
The dishwasher.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Microwaves and closets just missed the top five.
Oh, closets. Oh, those are always a project.
I would agree with all of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't necessarily enjoy cleaning, but I don't mind cleaning. Mm-hmm. I am a borderline neat freak. But I will say, I am horrible at cleaning windows. I'm just bad at it.
There are very few people that are really good at
really,
it.
Really, really bad at it, man. Really bad. You could tell when I've cleaned a window. Like, you could tell.
James, I can't see through this. What did you do? No.
Like, I'll say
don't
this.
Don't touch that.
I can get really high up. I can do that. Yeah. And because of my weird wingspan and my big hands and everything, I could get to high spots. But are they clean? Probably not. Probably not.
Well, there's not that many tall people that can look through that part of the window. Anyway, so you're good.
There you go. Most of us admit we cut corners when we clean. 53% said that they always or often do. Only 9% said never.
Hmm.
Never? No.
It depends on when who you're cleaning for. For me,
yeah.
And if I'm cleaning for someone else or I'm being paid to clean, I don't cut corners.
Right.
If I'm doing it for myself, in my own house, yes.
Same here. same answer here. Yep.
Yeah, I think. But for the most part, I know there's always a time for me anyway. And this is my own opinion or what I do, I should say, is that I do the same thing, and then every once in a while I do the thorough clean. You know?
Oh yeah.
This time I think I'm going to really get in there and the kind of thing. Yeah. So,
this time I'm going to get the top of the refrigerator.
Yes, exactly. Not just the inside, right.
The rooms we spend the most time cleaning are the kitchen, bathrooms, and bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we spend the most time, typically. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
And they get the dirtiest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you'd asked me, I would have put... I would have thought that the living room would be in there, but I wouldn't be able to take any of those out. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a top three.
Depends on if you allow eating in your living room or not.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, too. Or you have kids.
Or that.
I'm going to throw that out there.
And I think that this should also be noted, too, that none of this stuff applies to people with children.
Yeah.
Nothing I've said and none of this applies to, especially single parents. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'm not talking about you. I am not talking about that or anything.
That's a whole different animal.
That is a different conversation, a different animal.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
yeah.
Because the other factor we need to include in here is time.
Right.
100%. There's just not enough hours in a day.
There is not.
No.
And that's where we go next. The time we're most likely to do a deep clean isn't in spring. It's when we know guests are coming to visit.
That I believe. Oh, totally.
That's when my house gets cleaned.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you should invite people over.
Yes.
So you can make sure you get your house clean, nice and nice, clean all the time.
I usually thank them when they arrive.
Does anybody
thank you for coming over because I cleaned my house for you?
That's good. Oh, that's good, Melissa. That's good. Does anybody do this? You have a clean house, so you invite people over. Like you didn't have plans to have friends over or anything, but you cleaned your house and you're like, I could have people over.
That's
a great idea. I mean, because you feel so good about it. Yeah. You're like, wow, everything looks great.
I need to show this off.
Exactly. Come on. Come see my clean house.
I've done this. I have been guilty of doing this at least once in my life.
That's great. That's cool.
That's cool. I like it.
When we do a deep clean, it doesn't last long. The average person said their home starts to feel dirty again in about 12 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that definitely doesn't apply to parents.
Yeah, no, that's like
12 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Give me a half day here. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's rough, but that also, I think, gives you an idea of like, okay, well, I clean every 2 weeks or I clean every couple weeks. You know, and everybody's different. Everybody's going to have a different answer for this or a different way of doing it.
Yeah, because you also have different components in your household that contribute to the need to clean.
Exactly. Yep. You are so right.
And we know, you know, taking this back to the start of this and everything, we know that our brains work better with cleanliness. Like
it's true.
It just is a fact. There are very few people that work well in, you know, with having a messy house or a messy room or a messy office or any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for your mental health.
It
really is to take the time to do these things. It doesn't mean you just heard that all three of us own up to that we sometimes cut corners and stuff with our own personal stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do some deep cleanse every 2 weeks or something like that.
No.
Because, again, time is a factor.
It is.
But like Seth said, you can do it where, okay, so this time I did a light cleaning of the bathroom. The next time you get to, okay, well, I'm going to deep clean under the sink.
Yeah.
You know, add that into your regular routine here and there, because then it doesn't become this overwhelming, okay, I got to deep clean the whole thing.
You're right. You're totally right. That's a one way. And that's easy. Even for people, you know, just, you know, that don't have like ADHD or something like that. Mm-hmm. It can be overwhelming. You know, it's like, oh, I got to clean all this stuff. Where do I start? You know, that's always the big thing. Where do I start? So, yeah, taking it by chunks or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of doing it as well. Yep.
We're going to get to Melissa's news. Before we do that, just a couple of programming notes. Of course, Memorial Day is right around the corner, May 29th, an important one. We appreciate. We will be having that day off the air, or we will not have any of our original live audience shows or anything like that. But we will have Rafter Baseball.
Yeah!
Rafters kick off their season on May 29th against the Lakeshore Chinooks right here in Rapids.
Nice.
We're so excited about this. Happy to have every pitch, every hit, every Rafters win right here at WFHR like they've always been. We're proud to have that, and it's going to be a great season. So keep that in mind, everybody. And, of course, keep in mind what Memorial Day is all about. Right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, are going to be airing a special message to honor those military veterans who've served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You can sponsor these promos for businesses if you're out there and you want to sponsor them, either in a 10 ad mentions or 20 ad mentions or anything like that. Reach out to Ashley. She's our newest team member. She's doing an amazing job over there in our sales and marketing department. You just call Pam up at 424-1300. She'll put you in contact with Ashley. You'll be a part of this. Yes, there is the PR part of it. There is getting your business out there. There is also what we know here in Rapids of supporting local, of being a part of things. And supporting local is not always just about the business or arts. It's about our people. It's about supporting our people and being there for them. And this is a way to do that.
Have a community without people.
That's right.
Encourage you to reach out to Ash and let her know you'd like to be a part of this. Again, you can call 424-1300 to do just that.
Nice.
Let's get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Broadband will become more available in Portage County after Solaris received an $800,000 grant to expand access in the town and village of Plover. Governor Tony Evers visited the Food and Farm Exploration Center yesterday during his travels to highlight his 2023-25 biennial budget proposal to invest in high-speed internet access across the state. These record-setting investments will provide or improve broadband access to the 650,000 Wisconsinites who don't have broadband or can't afford it. Wisconsin women's sports gets a boost with two new leagues. The Northwoods League launches a new Women's Summer Collegiate Softball League. They will debut next summer and play a 40-game schedule. In Madison, the city has secured the rights to a USL Super League franchise. Madison Women's Pro Soccer will have female leadership both on and off the field. They plan to start playing by the start of the 2025-26 season. It's a big step for better pay for prosecutors and public defenders in Wisconsin. The legislature's Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee is voting to add a combined $67 million for the state prosecutor's public defender's office. Democratic Representative Tip McGuire is from Kenosha. He says a shortage of courtroom lawyers is a crisis.
I have multiple former colleagues from when I was an assistant district attorney who ultimately left the job to go to higher paid jobs that they are less satisfied with personally, but they did so because they and their family could not afford to continue in this position.
Republican Senator Howard Markland from Spring Green says a fully funded justice system benefits everyone.
Justice should be fair. It should be timely. And I believe the investments we're making today will enhance the probability that the justice will be provided on a timely basis.
Democrats and Republicans alike are calling the new spending a historic investment. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart, and taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's Terry time.
Hey, it's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods.
We are excited to have Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally here at our store.
Really? Terry is back? When?
Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15.
What's he talking about?
Terry will be presenting on natural medicines that are better than drugs.
Will there be a sale?
Yes, our biggest sale ever that night on Terry products.
Wow, when is he coming?
Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15 here at Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids.
We hope to see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here. Take on me. Quintessential 80s sound.
Man.
That keyboard right there.
Yep.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
We can almost guarantee that our friends in Green Bay are having a good time.
Hmm?
Well, for those that didn't hear, the 10 best places to live in America based on quality of life, value, desirability, and job market indexes from the U.S. News and World Report just announced that Green Bay, Wisconsin is the number one place to live.
Well, how about that? Really? Congratulations, Green Bay.
Shout out to Green Bay.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I did not see a lot of this. The report of this right away. So I had to look into it a little bit. And this is pretty cool. This is a pretty cool thing for not only the state, but just for in general, just, community of Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at the top 10 list, Huntsville, Alabama was number 2, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina at 3, mm-hmm. Boulder, Colorado at 4, Sarasota, Florida, Naples, Florida at 5 and 6, at number 7, Portland, Maine, 8, Charlotte, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Colorado came in at number 9, and Fayetteville, Arkansas comes in at number 10.
Wow.
Couple I'm of glad to see Alabama on that list.
Yeah, and Arkansas too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is especially considering most of the time when we do these, the South is on the other end of
this. Yeah, usually on the bottom of the list. So
that's encouraging.
That is
right.
Good.
That's
yes.
The word I was looking for that
nice.
I couldn't place earlier. Encouraging. Thank you, Melissa. I couldn't think of the word encouraging. It's driving me crazy. Of course, Green Bay is home of one of the most storied football franchises in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers.
Of course.
The Green Bay is the And this, I'm just reading from the report here and everything, that Green Bay has the perfect mix of city amenities complemented with a Midwestern small town feel. The city boasts a thriving entertainment and art scene, revitalized downtown, and two college campuses, creating an energy that may appeal to young families as well as retirees.
Yes. It's funny. You know, I never thought about it before, but the few times I've been to Green Bay, it doesn't have a big, and it's a decent sized city. It doesn't have a feel like a big city. It does really feel smaller than it is, which is kind of cool. I like that.
It's always been interesting to me, and I've been in Green Bay a bunch, and I love Green Bay. I think it's a great city, including the surrounding cities. I got a lot of love for a lot of that area. It's beautiful too. That part I always, I didn't expect. I was going there. The first time I went there was for like a class field trip or something, and I can't remember what it was. But all I could think of was, well. It's just Green Bay Packers. Like that's what Green Bay is. It's like the whole city is just around that stadium, and everything revolves around it. And that is not the case. Like it's obviously a gigantic part of the heart of that city, and that area. But there is so much more going on over there than just NFL football. Like there's a lot more to that area, to that place, and it's a beautiful area.
People don't just live there because of the Packers.
No, not at all.
As a kid, I didn't know that, you know, and I'm so glad for those trips and everything.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. I will say, though, as far as the Packers go, I think it is you couldn't do like an NFL franchise could not start right now in a town that size.
No.
In a city that size.
No,
you'll never see any franchise in any of the four major sports doing that. So I think that is incredibly beautiful and noteworthy in a way. It's nostalgic in its own way, too. It's also really unique. How that city has been able to, it's almost like an energy source. It's almost like a grid that they pull from, whether it is economically or it is the energy of the city. Yeah. And that has a good and a bad side. I mean, when the team was bad, it had a bit of a lower
negative
vibe
impact
to it and everything too and stuff. But I think that you get 30 years of productive, you know, a productive business with just the Packers have been. Mm-hmm. They've been producing, you know, very well for 30 plus years and everything. I think you can live off that for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that they're going to go downhill. It's just to say that if they were to, I think they could survive it.
Yeah, and then the last thing to say about it is NFL draft.
Have the NFL draft in Green Bay. Do it. Do it for the love of God.
Yes. See, it's a great city. They proved it. It's a great place to be. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
FunTussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, FunTussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, FunTussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with FunTussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, everyone. The King Charles Latte has arrived. The English toffee and vanilla are so smooth. Find your royal treat at From the Ground Up Coffee House, Wisconsin Rapids. A royal thank you to this week's Pet of the Week sponsor, From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hopefully you are not in these dreams. You are wide awake. I would really hope I am not in your dreams. I would really, if so, I apologize.
I want
to apologize for that right now. Got a That Ain't Right story we got to touch on.
Sucker for that song.
Her voice. Yeah. Those ladies. Mm. Silly criminal time. That ain't right time.
All right.
You've heard of drunk drivers trying to switch places with a passenger at a DUI stop.
Oh, yeah.
But usually, the passenger is human. A 28-year-old male driver in Colorado got pulled over on suspicion of DUI last Saturday. And at the last minute, he had the brilliant idea, the criminal mastermind that he is, and he tried to switch places with his dog who was in the passenger seat.
Oh, that poor dog.
Even better, the deputy actually witnessed this maneuver as he approached the vehicle.
Oh, good.
The man told the cop he wasn't driving the car, and then he got out of the passenger door and tried to make a run for it. So why are you running then? Why are you running if you didn't do it?
He already knew.
Man. You're right. He knew, Billis. He knew. Like, as he was saying the lie, he ain't buying this.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
He got about 20 yards away before being caught and arrested.
Oh, man.
I like the idea of the deputy letting the dog chase him. Like, you'd be able to find him easily.
Go get him, boy.
Take him down, Fido.
Yeah, follow your owner. Follow your knucklehead owner.
Bring him back.
The weird thing is, this is the weird part? No, I think it's all weird. The dog wasn't the only other passenger. There were two silver people in the back seat. It's unclear why the man didn't try to switch with them, but obviously he wasn't in the sharpest state of mind.
No.
Well, it's also unclear why they weren't driving.
Yes.
Why were they riding with a drunk dude?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. There is literally no excuse in history for driving drunk.
No.
None.
Mm-hmm. Especially in this day and age.
And we are thankfully getting a little bit tighter and a little stronger about our DUI laws and OWI laws and these things. But we could be better. We could be better about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this state. I like the people. I love the people of this state. But we could be better about this in Wisconsin.
100%.
If you're being honest about things,
yep.
If you truly love something, you're honest about it.
Yep.
It is not love. It is false love to just talk good about something.
Mm-hmm.
You can miss me with the, you want to know how I love this country? How much I'm proud of being an American? Because you hear me every day talking about not only that side of things, but also holding America accountable. Like, that is important. That's true love. You love your children. You love your nephews and nieces or something like that. What do you do? You don't just let them put their finger in the light socket because you want to be the good cop and be liked by them and everything. Like, no, don't do that. That's a knucklehead move. That's silly. Don't do that. Like, this is what we do with those we love. We hold them accountable.
Yep.
This idea.
We talk about the things that are wrong.
Yep.
This idea that you don't love something because you said something negative about it. We got to get past that. We got to get way past that. There is literally nothing in human history. The only thing where that's okay is your mother. That's it. Like, that's the only thing where you can say, well, my mom is perfect or was perfect or whatever, or anything like that. And that's strictly be out of guilt. That's I'm joking. I'm trying to find a joke here, but there's no scenario where you can get away with that. Like, everything needs to be held accountable.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The Wisconsin, you know, as much as like we were saying, we love her. There are many things that need to improve, and that's why we want them to improve. That's why we talk about these things. Yeah, we want them to get better.
We have to have the conversations.
Yep.
How much would it have flipped out that officer if the dog pulled out like a license? or around his collar, yeah, he had a license.
He's got a license.
He's got a little license. Like, wait a minute.
Service dog.
I'm
They can drive. That's awesome, man.
Now, I'm not afraid of AI, but dogs being able to drive, I might be a little fearful of, if only because they wouldn't need us. They can just drive themselves to stores and everything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. They're done with us then.
Yeah,
man.
I don't want that.
Really? These guys?
Yeah. I kind of like dogs needing us. I want dogs in our lives. But that's all about me. That's not fair to the dog.
Oh.
I do use this as an excuse to bring up tomorrow. Be sure to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have our pet of the week from Matt. Madison and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. Big shout out to them and from the Ground Up Coffee Shop, who are our sponsors this week. Appreciate them. We'll go ahead and take a break right here. I need a palate cleanser. Okay, we're going to come back with some good stories. That's what we'll do. We'll come back with some palate cleansers, good stories of the day on the way on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and good stories. At the top of the hour, CBS News comes in, and then we will have Morning Magazine for the week. We're going to kick it off. We're not kicking it off, but we're having Wednesday's edition. We kick off with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer.
All right.
Okay. Always looking forward to talking with Shane. It's always a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means that our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in to record. Looking forward to that as well. In part two, we're going to speak with Reverend Beth Haphacker. We're going to talk about the walk-off debt event sponsored by Grace. Looking forward to that. Hopefully, Beth and I will be able to communicate. Yeah. I don't know how our chemistry will be. That should be interesting. No, but it's going to be fun. That's going to be a great conversation. We appreciate Beth joining us. We're going to take it to the top of the hour with good stories. Got good stories, and we got some local ones to kick things off. I wanted to mention this. I wanted Seth to go first because it is Wednesday. We know what Wednesday is.
Wednesday means one thing here in Wisconsin. Rapids.
Bingo!
Time for some bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at our friends, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. And don't forget that they also have food available.
Yes.
Yeah, our good friends at Two Hearts
Catering.
Yeah, offer food on these. If you needed any other reason to go to have fun with bingo, there's also great food there too.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. make it a date.
Treat yourself. Get on over there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up this Friday, Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their Pops concert. That'll be at 6:30 at the Nakusa High School. Be sure to head on over there, support the kids, and take in a great show. It's a nice way to get into the weekend there. Again, Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their Pops concert May 19th at 6:30 at wonderful Nakusa High School.
Yes, indeed. And James just touched on it. The walk-off debt event happening this Saturday, May 20th, sponsored by Grace, which means Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. That's a fun word. I just like saying that.
Fun word.
And that's going to be starting at the shelter at Riverside Park in Nakusa, which is at 916 Prospect Avenue. Registration begins at 8:30. Walking starts at 9. Suggested donation of $10 per person just to participate. They invite you to walk with us just a few steps or as long as you'd like as they raise money to help pay off the food service debt of students in Nakusa School District. We talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show about school lunch debt. And this is their little part going to try to help some people, some kids in Nakusa. Specifically seniors, because of the stipulation that if you don't have it paid off, you can't get your transcripts.
Can't get your diploma.
In order to go get your college stuff that you got to get all figured out. So that's specifically for Nakusa this time around.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this with Beth in about a half an hour.
Yes, indeed.
A little over that.
And one more local worth mentioning. Rams has their choir concert tonight at 5:30.
That's right. Very nice.
You stole mine, Melissa. No, that's okay. Please. No, please go. Go, go.
That's all I had. So
okay. Okay.
Now, please go to those concerts.
Support the kids.
Support our kids.
Yeah. They're great concerts. It's great music. The band teachers do such an amazing job with these. Most importantly, support these kids. The confidence that you have built. Are they all going to turn into musicians? No. But that confidence is real. Mm-hmm. That confidence that they get built is seeing strangers, of seeing community members, of seeing family members and people like that in the audience. We all know we were in situations like that in school. I remember band and how much it meant to me to see my dad show up at something. I knew he didn't like it. I knew he didn't care, but he was there. He was smiling and nobody was cheering me on bigger than my old man. I mean, it meant a lot. It goes a long way for these kids. Do this. Support these kids. Support this. And be at all these local high school concerts.
Yep.
All these local school concerts.
Yes.
And one more I wanted to mention, the Dove's Nest 4th Annual Fundraiser is this Saturday, May 20th, from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at beautiful, wonderful Camelot on the Lake. Come out and support the Dove's Nest. We were talking with Danita about this yesterday. We have had the founders of this join us before, going way back when they were first getting this going. It's an important one. This is an incredible cause. We encourage you to learn more about it. They have a great Facebook page. Go to ACD Foundation. You can find that just alexcdovefoundation.org to find out more information as well. There are raffles, entertainment, activities, so much going on, and all the funds go right into the Dove's Nest and helping these families be able to have this rest and this this respite place.
It's a great organization, and what they do is just so amazing.
Oh, and I got to mention, too, Stuff the Desk. That is going on right now. Be sure to go to uwswac.org and register for this. This is Stuff the Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn.
Yes, indeed.
You have until August 3rd to register. Get on over to uwswac.org to register, or you can go give our call Amy a friend at 211. And you can also call their front office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 877-947-2211, 877-947-2211. Let's touch on some world good stories.
All right.
A retired Army vet named Kevin Bittenbender ran the Pittsburgh Marathon last week, less than a year and a half after his left leg had been amputated.
Oh, wow.
And how is this for supportive? His surgeon also trained for it and ran the whole thing with him.
That's going above and beyond. That's great.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
Now, we don't always have audio to go along with these things. But Army Sergeant Bittenbender, that's a great name.
That's a great name.
Actually did had something to say about this and everything. I wanted to play it for the audience.
Was overcome with too much emotion. I cried. We cried. Everything was worth it. I thought about the guys I lost in Afghanistan first and foremost, because every so often they would come to mind. I could fully attest that I would be a statistical number of 22 if it weren't for hope.
Wow.
And that word he used there, hope.
Yes.
I think that's one of the biggest things to take from that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate your service and appreciate you being a hero.
And inspiring hope in others.
Yes.
It's really, really cool.
An older couple in Colorado just honored the National Foster Care Month after the last of their three kids left home in 1989. They decided to start fostering. In 34 years, they have raised more than 130 foster kids.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. Appreciate them.
No kidding.
A team of 13 volunteers rescued a dog that climbed England's highest mountain. He hiked 3,200 feet and his owners with his owners and then decided he was done and wouldn't budge. Fair enough.
And here I sit.
Yeah.
I'm done. I climbed my mountain. I'm staying here.
I've got two extra legs here than you guys got, all right?
Right.
I ain't doing this.
Twice as many steps.
Since he's a fairly big dog, a 73-pound Akia named Rocky. Oh, that's a great name. They had to carry him on a stretcher, but he's okay. He's okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's great, though.
And great news for humanity, researchers at NASA and the University of Colorado say that all of the dangerous asteroids we know of, none of them will hit Earth for at least in the next 1,000 years. Woo!
Hey.
That's a great story of the day.
It's not a good story for those that were trying to remake any of those movies where we have to
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Deep Impact, yeah.
They wanted to revamp those. They wanted to redo them. Now they can't.
There's a lot of them.
There is a lot of them. And I wanted to wrap up with this. It's just a quick soundbite. This is moms are smart and moms are sneaky, and I like this one. This is really cool. Listen to this real quick, everybody.
And now, mom thoughts.
My husband and I leave coded notes in plain sight about our middle school and high school kids. The code is that we write in cursive.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
We write in cursive.
That's really good.
That's good. Kids will never understand
it. No. It's own coded language. I like that. Thank you for a great show, you two. Thank you to the best listeners in radio, all of you. Thanks for calling up, joining the conversation. We appreciate you. Be sure to do that more. Spread the word about Civic Media and that we're streaming 24/7, that
download
we're on podcast, download the app, and all those things. And have a great day, you two.
Thank you. You too, man.
You too.
Have a great day, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are local.